This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's hot, it's humid, it's summer in full bloom, and we're looking for a few good flowers. Those that are pest-resistant, drought-resistant, and bloom all summer long. Boy, that's a tall order. However, the Heliopsis is up to the challenge. This flower is also known as false sunflower, sunflower Heliopsis, and smooth oxeye. It's also cold hardy to zone 3. Oh, and did I mention it's a native prairie plant? There are several cultivars to choose from. I'll have pictures on my website, gardenbite.com. Heliopsis require full sun and can be easily grown from seed. Another drought-tolerant perennial hardy to zone 3 is the yarrow, Coronation Gold. This one also makes a great addition to your dried flower arrangements. There are lots of yarrows, but watch for zone hardiness. Some are only rated tolerant to zone 4. Yarrows flower from June to October. Coreopsis is another choice for long blooming during hot, dry summers. For best results, plant in full sun. Coreopsis spreads by self-seeding. The purple coneflower, or Echinacea purpurea, is another super perennial for its long bloom, zone 3 hardiness, and relative easy care. There are lots of new varieties of Echinacea, or coneflower, so read the label to make sure it fits your needs. And we'll wrap it up with another native, Aquilegia canadensis, or native columbine. I love this plant for its deer resistance while being a butterfly and hummingbird haven. Look for pictures on gardenbite.com. Sea holly is another plant that digs it hot and dry. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Tell me what's going on in your garden. How are your vegetables doing? What plants are blooming wonderfully? Which ones aren't? And have you had Japanese beetles? Because a lot of folks have. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.